בוקר טוב ושבוע טוב. We stay very close to Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer, in one end, is a very special day. The students of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva stop to die, and this is a good reason to stop Dinei Avelut. We can shave, we can listen music, etc. But Lag BaOmer is also a special day. This is a day what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai passed away, and all Am Israel celebrates this day. 500,000 people in 24 hours travel to Miron, and Bnei Yisachar, in the first paragraph in front of us, teach us, הנה היום הזה לג בעומר, this day לג בעומר, יום אילולה דרבי שמעון בר יוחאי. יום אילולה is mean the יורצייט of רבי שמעון בר יוחאי. בו ביום עלה לשמי מרומים, and this day he passed away, ומסתמה ביום הזה נולד גם כן, probably also born in this day, because הקדוש ברוך הוא feel the days of tzaddikim. And when you look in the last line in paragraph 1, ותבין לפי זה אשר נתאמת לנו מאנשי אמת, now you can understand, אשר השמחה ביום הזה על הציון רבי שמעון בר יוחאי שלא כתב. Celebration in this day is unusual celebration. When he died, the Zohar come public to everyone, and this I tell you the truth, I really not understand. I know Yahrzeit is very serious day. In Yahrzeit people fast. If parents passed away, we find in Lehalacha we need to fast in the day, if everything is okay, we need to fast in the day of the Yahrzeit. We never go to any celebration night of the Yahrzeit. In the day of the Yahrzeit, we have any wedding, any simcha. This is no time to go. We learn Mishnayot, we learn Gemara, we give tzedakah. We try to do a lot l'ilui nishmat. Look in paragraph 2, the Yad Ephraim in Yoreh Deyayin Hilchot Avelut teach us, מי שיש לו Yahrzeit, אסור לו ללך בלילה שלפני היורצייט אל סעודה, night of the יורצייט, we're not allowed to go to wedding, בר מצווה, or any event, what we have. ויש אומרים, אינו אסור, ושנים מותר, as it is, we allowed, אבל נהגו להחמיר, אף בשאר שנים, and the end, and he say, מכל מקום נראה עם הסעודה של שמחה, סעודת נישואים, יש להחמיר, for wedding, for sure, we never go day of יורצייט. This is a very serious day. Is how, in the יורצייט of רבי שמעון בר יוחאי, above his grave, we have music and we dance. I never see anyone in his Yahrzeit. Show me one of the Gdolei Israel, all our history from our Sinai. In the day of the Yahrzeit, we bring music on his grave and we dance, 40,000 people, and we say, Kovad Atana Elokai Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Bar Yochai Nimshachta Ashecha, etc. Why we do this? Yahrzeit is not time of celebration to dance. Yahrzeit of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, maybe we need to learn Elat Zohar, maybe we need to learn Mishnayot, we need to learn everything what he teach us in the Torah Shebe'al Peh. My first question is, from this aspect of the day, Ilula de Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, why we celebrate in this day with music and we dance and we never say Tachnun? Also, Minak Bnei Sfarad, many of the days what Bnei Ashkenaz don't say Tachnun, they still say Tachnun. But Lag BaOmer, cross the board, any community in Am Israel, anyone, any minagim, we never say Tachnun in this day. It's mamash a great day, mamash a simcha gdola, and we dance and we celebrate. How we make this? We never find this by any other else. How we can explain this for us, Lag BaOmer, Miron, you know, people coming, going, other celebration. But we need to understand, it look wrong, it look not right, to dance and to celebrate in Yahrzeit of anyone. Is why we do this in the Yahrzeit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. This is question number one. Question number two is, if we will decide to celebrate, if we will find any reason, what is good reason to celebrate and to dance on his grave, on his grave to dance, and with music. Why we do this for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Why we never make this celebration for his great Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva, we need to understand, he is a pillar of Torah Shebe'al Peh, and to know a little bit about Rabbi Akiva, I would like to share with you a few sources. In paragraph 3rd, we find the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Stam Mishnatnitin Rabbi Meir, Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, Stam Tosefta is Rabbi Nechemia, Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yuda, Stam Sifri is Rabbi Shimon. It means different part in our Torah Shebe'al Peh, and all of them, Kulu Aliva de Rabbi Akiva, the source of all the great rabbein, what teaches Mishnayot and Tosefta and Sifra, come from who? From Rabbi Akiva. Moreover, in paragraph 4, Rabbi Shimon say to his students, watch after me, look what I do, because if you will watch after me and you see what I do, you need to know what I do and make you feel so impressed. This is only 1% from my great Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva. Midotai trumot mitrumot mimidotav shel Rabbi Akiva. It means I'm only 1% what my great Rabbi do in his life. And who says this? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Moreover, we have Gemara in Yevot in paragraph 5. The Gemara teach us, somebody say, special person see Rabbi Akiva, and he say to him, Atahu Akiva ben Yosef, ששמך הולך מסוף העולם ועד סופו? You the famous Rabbi Akiva, what your name go from one side to the world, to the other side of the world? And the end of the Gemara, Yevamot, we have one of the Pirushim, Mitzpeh Eitan. Look what he write to us, unbelievable, before the time what we have computer. Da, ki misof haolam ve'ad sofo, this few words, from one side to the world, to the other side of the world, begimatria, 564. Taf Kuf Samech Dalet, 564. And this is 564 time what we find the name of Rabbi Akiva in all the Shas. Look how many time. And look, the Baal Mitzpeh Eitan, when he learned Shas, he knows also the number of time what everyone mentions in the Shas is unbelievable. Gemara in Gittin in paragraph 6 teach us in the second line, in the middle, everyone get other title, Rabbi Akiva is Otsar Balum, treasure, full treasure with diamond and jewelries. And back to paragraph 5, the last two lines, Rabbi Akiva Otsar Balum, Otsar Balum, full treasure with jewelries and diamond, Begimatria Shin Ayin Hey. The second line, paragraph 5, Otsar Balum, paragraph 5, second line, is 375. What is mean? In all the Shas, 375 time alacha ke Rabbi Akiva. Is look who is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, all Torah Shebe'al Peh, all the great rabbis who teach and mechadesh, the root come from who? From Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai come and say about himself, everything what I am is only 1% from who? From my great Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, his name take place in the Shas 564 time. And 375 time alacha ke Rabbi Akiva. And if this is not enough, one more Mare Mekomot in paragraph 7. We know Moshe Rabbeinu ready to take the Torah to Am Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him, please wait a little bit. Don't go now. And we know exactly what happened because Hashem say to Moshe Rabbeinu, wait a little bit. What happened in the meantime? Am Israel don't understand in the right way the delay of Moshe Rabbeinu. And what they make? They make the Egel. And Egel stay with us for good forever until the end of the days. Any tragedies that Am Israel have, we have some flavor what come from Chet HaEgel. And Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, why I need to wait? Everything is set. I have the Torah, I am ready. Am Israel wait for me? No wait. Why? Chazal say in paragraph 7, אמר רב יהודה אמר רב בשעה שעלה משה למרום ומשה רבינו go to give the, bring the Torah מצאו לקדוש ברוך הוא שיושב וקושר כתרים לאותיות הקודש ברוך הוא put crowns on the leather. As I'm sure you've seen ספר תורה, we have crowns on the leather, some leather we have two, some leather we have one, some leather we have more. And משה רבינו אסקה קדוש ברוך הוא, why you need to decorate the leathers? Why you need to, we have the leathers, we have the psukim, we don't need to decorate. Oh, why I need to decorate the leathers? I will tell you why. Because in the future this world will get special person. The name is Rabbi Akiva. He will have a lot of students. And he, in his, with his students, will give many, many shiurim only about the crowns on the letters. Not, we don't talk about Torah. They will know also to explain why this letter has this number of crowns, has a letter less and more. It means Rabbi Akiva and his students go to elevate the Torah to very, very high level. Moshe Rabbeinu really not understand what it means. How we can give shiur on the crowns of the letter. We need to have the text. We learn. We need to try to understand it. This way, another way. But about the crowns to give shiurim is impossible. Moshe Rabbeinu came and said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can show me Rabbi Akiva? And he show him. Smidru with students. Rabbi Akiva gives shiur about the crowns. Students ask and he answer. Until one time, one of the students say, Rabbi, how you know this? Who say what you say to us is right? He say, how I know? Halacha le-Moshe mi-Sinai. This get from me, the tradition from Sinai. And Moshe Rabbeinu, in this moment, feel okay, because before, he not understand one word in the shiur. Who? Moshe Rabbeinu. He feel, wow, maybe Rabbi Akiva delivering new Torah? Maybe Rabbi Akiva give something new, what I never get from Hashem? And all my Torah, what I give, no more exists? Until one of the students asked the question, and Rabbi Akiva said to him, I don't know, this halacha le-Moshe mi-Sinai? Is Moshe Rabbeinu understand Rabbi Akiva can analyze the Torah and to bring the Torah to every field, to every situation, and to relate every new question what take place in the world to the Torah is unbelievable. And you know what Moshe Rabbeinu say after this? Look in paragraph 7, the last two lines. The last few words is the last two lines, you see? חזר בא לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, זה last line, אמר לפניו, ריבונו של עולם, יש לך אדם כזה? You have so special person. Who? רבי עקיבא. ואתה נותן תורה על ידי? And you give the Torah through me, הקדוש ברוך הוא, please, he's much before me. Give the Torah through רבי עקיבא, the קדוש ברוך הוא, give him answer, this other shiur. But look, who is רבי עקיבא? What משה רבינו say about רבי עקיבא? What Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai say about his Rebbe? What Chazal teach us? Is why we never celebrate the Yortzeit of Rabbi Akiva. And you know what? If I will ask you, and if you'll ask many, many people, you know when the Yortzeit of Rabbi Akiva? Pillar of Torah Shebe'al Peh, probably I never get answer. The Yortzeit of Rabbi Akiva is Yom Kippur. The Rome. He died in Rome in Yom Kippur. This is the day of Yortzeit. Ask people. People don't know the day of Yortzeit of Rabbi Akiva. Is my second question is, why we celebrate the Yortzeit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai when we can celebrate the Yortzeit of his great Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, the pillar, the source of all Torah Shebe'al Peh? This is the two questions that I would like to ask. And B'Siyata Dishmaya, we will see something pilei pleim, what I believe, this Lag BaOmer, will get other meaningful, other perspective for every one of us, every place in the world. This Lag BaOmer, we look for us difference. Difference for how we look about this day until today. Is again, short and clear. Question number one is, where we find in the Jewish history, when somebody have Yortzeit, we put music on his grave and we start to dance and we eat and big party we make on his grave. Why? Yortzeit is very serious day. Yortzeit is time to learn, time to fast, time to remember the person, to mention what he say, to learn for him. Not time to celebration, specifically not in the cemetery above his grave, with music and we eat and we dance. And if we decide to make special celebration of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, why we never make this to his great Rebbe? Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai by himself say, what I know is only 1% of my great Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Is why we never celebrate the day when Rabbi Akiva passed away, and probably most of the people don't know when Rabbi Akiva passed away. Why we never do this way? These are the two questions. And we will walk step by step, B'Siyata Dishmaya, and really we will see something, pilei pilei pleim, about this day, and we can share this with other people to understand the unique and the meaningful of Lag BaOmer. To start to answer these questions, we need to learn who is the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara will talk about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, what he stands in the cave, etc., etc. Easy to remember the blat in the Gemara. The Gemara is in Masechet Shabbat, in page Lamed Gimel, Lag BaOmer. Where is Daf Lamed Gimel in Masechet Shabbat? The Gemara teach us in Masechet Shabbat. First, the Gemara say, why Rabbi Shimon ran away to the cave? Some people say, he's not allowed to learn Torah, and he need to run to the cave, he teach Torah. No, no, this is not the reason. The Gemara teach us in Paragraphic, Yatvei Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Shimon, three great rabbis, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, sit together, and Rabbi Yehuda, and somebody else, the name is Yehuda ben Gerim. And Rabbi Yehuda come and say, כמה נעים מעשיהם של אומה זו. Rabbi Yehuda talk about the special of Rome, look what they do, they build market, bridges, many other good stuff, and we need to appreciate, and we need to tell them thank you. This Rabbi Yehuda say. Rabbi Yossi never react, he's silent, he never say anything, he's good or bad. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai come and say, no, everything what they do, they never do for us, they do for himself, and from this reason we don't need to appreciate and to say to them special thank you, because they never do this for us. Anyway, this conversation between all these three great rabbis, also who listened to this conversation, Yehuda ben Gerim. And Yehuda ben Gerim says this to his friend, and friend say to friend, until the government of Rome heard about this conversation, and they decide, Rabbi Yehuda, he talk nicely about the government, we will elevate his position, we make him a special leader for the Jewish people. Rabbi Yossi, whatever react, will send them to other place, Tzipori, to Galut, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, because he talk against the government, we will run after them, and we're going to kill him. And he understand, they want to kill him in Iran, to the cave, and in this place he spend time. Now, listen to me very carefully, don't go to read all the Gemara, only a few lines in this Gemara, but before we read inside, I would like to ask you, how many years Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai stay in the cave? How many years? How many? 13, 12, 8, how many? The number of the years what is stay in the cave, we see this inside, you write 12 years. Nice. What happened after 12 years? He and his son Rabbi Elazar come out from the cave. Come out from the cave, and what happened? They see people wake up in the morning, take the train, and run to the work. They say, what's going here? People crazy? People go to work? They not study Torah non-stop? And what happened? Any place what they look, no, they burn the people. It's a shame, bat kol, echo, come and say, they burn. Any place they look, people go to work, they burn all the train, they burn all the bus. And echo, Kodesh Baruch Hu, bat kol, come and say to them, what? Go back to the cave. For how long? No. For how long? You know how long? 12 months. You can say to me, come on, 12 months is what? Is 1 year? No, no. When Chazal write for us something, they also know 12 months is 1 year. As you can say to me, Shana Mu'uberet, no Shana Mu'uberet. Yes, but we talk about normal year. Can Chazal know 12 months is also 1 year. What we know also. They decide to write for us what? He returned with his son back to the cave for how long? 12 months, not 1 year. Now, I continue, and when he come back after 12 months, one day his son-in-law, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, famous Tana, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, you know Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, he have special, famous Braita, what the Braita say, Zrizut mevi'a lidei Zihirut, Zihirut Nekiyut, and famous book wrote about this Braita, Mesilat Yesharim. All Mesilat Yesharim is on behalf of the Braita what Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair teaches. Anyway, one day his son-in-law, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, take Rabbi Akiva to the mikveh. When they walk into the mikveh, and he helped him to take his shirt. When he take his shirt, he look off his hand, all his hand is dry, and all the skin is broke, and inside you can see the flesh. Okay? It's very pain when people have this. And look, his father-in-law, and he have tears in his eyes, in shock. One of the tears, the Gemara say, fall to the open skin. And you know, the tears is what? Salty. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai say, "Ay, he feel pain." And Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair start to cry. And Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai say to him, "My dear son-in-law, why are you crying?" He said, "What do you mean, why? I look of you. Wow, look what happened to you." He say to him, "Listen, if you never see me in this way, you will never see me for good." And I explain myself, he say. Before I was in the cave, every time when I ask you a question, you give me, of every question, 12 answers. Now, after I come out of the cave, if you, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, will ask me every question, I will give you 24 answers. This is what the Gemara come and say. First, I want to read with you only a few lines in the Gemara. Look in paragraph 8, from the beginning, go down 9 lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines. Yes. You see the last few words in line number 9. Itvu tracer, please put line. Itvu tracer shnei be'me'arata. They spent 12 years in the cave. The day when the king died, and the good news is they allowed to leave the cave. Eliyahu, Anavi, what learned with them, Chavruta, every single day in all these 12 years, Kama Pitcha de Me'arata, he stay in the doorway of the cave, and he look for volunteer to walk in, and to tell him the good news, the king died, and they allowed to go outside. And he say, Amar, Man lo de le Bar Yochai, who go to say to Bar Yochai, the Met Kesar, the king die, Ubatel Gzeratei, and the Gzera, what he say to kill Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, no more exist, and they can go outside. Nafku, somebody walk in, tell them, and they come outside. Chazu, they see, Inshei, the Kakar Bevezare. They see people plowed and planned, busy in work. Amar, Manichim Chaye Olam, Boskim Bechaye Isha, they go to work, they not have anything what to do. Kol Makom, שנותנים מהם מיד נשרף. Any place would they look, what happened to the place? What? Burn. יצא בת קול ואמרה להם להחריב עולמי, יצאתם? What, you come outside to destroy my world? חזרו למערתכם. Go back to the cave. Now please put line, אדור, אזול, they go back, יתבו, תריסר ירחי שטה. They go back to the cave for how long? 12 months. And later, the Gemara tell us about what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. You give me 12 answers of every question. Now I can give you how many answers? 24. I learned this Gemara. Famous Gemara, you know, but every time when you learn, you find something new. Say, 1 minute. 12 months, they return back. Before they spend in the cave, 12 years. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, if every question, give what? Give what? 12? Answers. I say, 1 minute. How many students Rabbi Akiva have? How many? No. How many students Rabbi Akiva have? 12,000 per. 12. He look in the Gemara in paragraph 9. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lama Torah beyalduto, Ilma Torah bezeknuto. היו לו תלמידים בילדותו, היו לו תלמידים בזקנותו. It's mean you learn Torah when you young, learn Torah when you older. You have students when you young, have students when you older. שנאמר בבוקר זרע את זרעך ולערב אל תניח ידיך. אמרו, please put line, 12,000 זוגים תלמידים היו לו לרבי עקיבא. 12,000 per. How many years רבי עקיבא go to study Torah? His wife said to him, "We marry, and the deal is you go to learn Torah. How many? 12 years. Look in paragraph 10. Amralei, his wife Rachel said to him, Amralei, what she said to him? Zil, Avei Beirav, go to study Torah. Azal, he never said to him for how many years. She said to him, the deal is you go to learn. Now, okay, go to learn Torah. Azal, Tartei Srei Shnin. He go to spend 12 years in front of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. After the 12 years over, Lemishlam Tartei Srei Shnin, he returned back home. Before he knocked on the door, he listened to conversation what his wife had with somebody. Shama minachorei beita, he listened behind the door, dekaamar lechad rasha ledibitu. One Rasha said to his wife, Shapir Avid Lachavuch, your father, what he make to you is right. What the father make to the wife of Rabbi Akiva? She kicked out his daughter from the house. He said, I cannot give you anything. You married to this stupid person. You married to this person who don't know anything. Shepherd, why you do this? Your father, what he do is right. Look, your husband, he leave you almana. You're still alive, he's still alive, but he never come to your house for 12 years. What she say to him? Amralei, please put line. He tzait ledili. If he will listen to me, litvu treisar shnim achrina. If my husband will listen to me, I will say to him, you know what? Go to learn other 12 years. Rabbi Akiva heard this conversation. He not knock on the door. He make U-turn. And he go back to Azer, 12 years. Now, for sure, is something. 12 years in the cave, 12 months, they return back to stay in the cave. Rabbi Akiva have 12,000 pair of students. He go to study Torah 12 years, and his wife say, from my aspect, he can learn Azer 12 years, and he go to Azer 12 years. 12 years is not only number. 12 years by us, Am Israel, is very unique and very special number. When we start to look, and today is very easy to look, you open computer, you put the name, the word Shnemasar, Treasar, you find, wow, this number take place in many, many area, a lot space. And I give you a list of examples. We will move now to paragraph 11 and paragraph 12. I go to read a few of them. In Beit HaMikdash, before we look inside, I will say this Baal Peh. In Beit HaMikdash, every morning, you know, the Kohanim walk in and wash the hand and the leg before they start to walk. Every team of Kohanim need to have minimum 12 Kohanim. And for this reason, we have 12 brazim berez, and same time all of them wash the hand and the legs before they go into work. And how many months we have in the year? 12 months. A, B. How many months somebody can get title of citizen if he come to come part of the city? Paragraph 11, letter C. 12 chodesh ubair areu keanshei ha'ir. Yes. Girl engaged. How long the husband, the chatan and kala, can push the wedding and they can prepare for the wedding? Maximum 12 months. Yosef HaTzadik, paragraph 12, letter C. How many time he stay in the house of Potiphar? 12 months. D. How many time Noah stay in the Teva and give food to the animals? 12 months. How many time, let us see, you see? How many times we stay around our Sinai after we get the Torah? 12 months. How many times we use the musics in the Korbanot in Beit HaMikdash? How many times a year? 12 months. How many Leviim in the choir? In the choir in Beit HaMikdash, when they song, minimum 12 Leviim. And more, somebody marry wife. He get on the spot 12 good things in his life. You see, the last source in paragraph 12, in the other side of the page 5, what he get? Ratzon, Ezer, Choma, חיים, עושר, שלום, שמחה, ברכה, התרה, כבוד, טובה. Okay, we have a good thing, what every husband get from his wife, immediately when they marry. As we see in Chazal, in many area, the number 12 take a lot space. Why? Because number 12 is mean I start and I finish the process what I start. In other way, Jewish life, to make this clear, Jewish life is we never walk straight. We walk in circle. We close the circle. In Ivrit, in Hebrew, we say many times, Nisgar Ma'agal. Nisgar Ma'agal is mean we close the circle. What is mean? If, for example, we get the Torah here in our Sinai. Now what happened? What happened? Generation after generation, we go far and far from our Sinai. But the way are we going far is not our Sinai is here, and we're going far and far, and now we stay very far from our Sinai. No. If this our Sinai, we go far in this way. In this way, in one hand, is really we stay far, but in other hand, we come more close. It means it's circle. Remember after Kriyat Yamsuf, all the men song, as Yashir, Moshe, Bnei Israel, what the woman do? But it's Sena. כל אנשים with Miriam אחריה בתופים ובמחולות. What is mean במחולות? Only the woman dance in circle. Because the woman in Egypt have long vision. The husband almost give up. They say, why we need to have new generation of slaves? The woman say, no way. We will see the redemption. We will dance a generation. We will leave Egypt. The woman all the time believe they will touch the end of the circle. When this happened, they deserve to dance in circle. Because they see all the circle. After being in this moment, we stay far, but they have the vision to see how fulfill all the circle. Moreover, in Slichot, we have very interesting statement. We ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nacheinu is mean direct us, Beyosher Ma'agal. I never understand. If we ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please direct us, Beyosher, what does it mean Beyosher? Straight. What does it mean Ma'agal? Circle. We cannot walk straight or straight or circle. The answer is, in Jewish life, what does it mean to walk straight? Circle. Circle. Okay? Many times, you can see this in Shidduch and many other things in life, we say, wow, this for sure, my mom in Olam Abba, or my father, or my grandfather, they make this Shidduch. There's no question. They make this. It means what we see, what we feel what? The circle is closed. Circle is closed, it means I start something, and I analyze everything what I have, and I learn about what happened, and I cross the circle. It means I fix my mistake. It means I see now all the picture in other way. Now, Pilei Pleim. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son Rabbi Elazar spent in the cave 12 years. They come really holy people. They come almost equally to angels. What names the angels have? They have many names. One of the names what angels have is Srafim. Srafim v'ofanim v'chayot hakol. Srafim. What does it mean Srafim? Any place what angel look, he can what? He can burn. This happened to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Elazar. They come outside. What going here? People take the train, take the bus, they go to work? No way. Any place what they look, they burn the place. Is a Kadosh Baruch Hu say to them, go back to the cave. You know what it mean to say to them, go back from the cave? Leave this place. You not belong to this place. Go immediately outside. A Kadosh Baruch Hu kick them out. Kick them out from this world to where? Back to the cave. This is big crisis. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Elazar can say, wow, Kadosh Baruch Hu, what's the problem? What wrong? Look how we elevate ourselves, how we develop ourselves. We come so pure. Why we need to get this punished? Why you say to us, Chizru le'me'aratchem? But Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Elazar never say this. They understand something wrong in the perspective what they have. They spend circle 12 months. And these 12 months, they analyze all the Torah what they have, all the Torah what they have, in the way when they will come out, they can share and they can give, and they can connect everyone to them, the simple person, until the very high Talmid Chacham. Everyone can feel, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is magnet. He he relate to every Jew. The Jew would not know to read Pasuk, but he come to Rashbi, he feel, wow, he's different level. And the great Talmid Chacham is a generation what know everything, also feel, he moved to other stage. This Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, exactly same, look about Rabbi Akiva. You know what this mean? Somebody have 24,000 students? And all of them die except 5 or 7? Major crisis. What do you need to say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wow, I'm sorry. I make major mistake. And to give up. And not to talk to anyone. And to change all his life. Rabbi Akiva takes the 5 or 7 students what left. And he rebuild all the Torah what we have today. From this group of students. Is this also the time to say, Besugraim, so many students die? Why is the great Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Akiva don't get any punish? How he create this kind of students? He not deserve any punish? The answer is, when Rabbi Akiva teach his students Torah, and they learn Torah, they learn non-stop. 12,000 per is by purpose. They learn Chavruta non-stop. They never have any batala. And anyone walk to Bet Midrash, fire of Torah. But all the Torah, what they learn with the brain. They exercise the brain, the IQ. They never learn with the heart. Shlomo HaMelech, the genius, smart person, past, present, and future, in the world, fast 40 days. And say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have for you one question. Please give me the answer. Where is the wisdom? In the brain, or the wisdom in the heart? And Rabbi Shimon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him after 40 days, Bni, my son, im chacham libcha, ismach libi gamani. If you understand the witness, the witness is in the heart, the wisdom, sorry, in the heart, ismach libi gamani. The place of the witness, of the wisdom is in the heart. Now you can affect the brain. But if somebody learned to only with the brain, look what happened. They don't have respect to anyone. It's now Rabbi Akiva. Takes the 5 or 7 students left. He can give up. And he understands, he analyzes what he needs to teach more and more, and he builds all the Torah. Exactly same, take Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu give us the Torah. And we stay in our Sinai, every one of us, men and women, and we move to the level of Adam HaRishon before he eat from the tree. You know what this means? Before he eat from the tree, life for good forever. 40 days after, boom, Moshe Rabbeinu destroyed the Luchot. You know what kind of crisis? Moshe Rabbeinu need to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, how we say in English, enough is enough, finish, I cannot more, cannot call this. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what? I go to kill all of them. I make you special leader, new nation will come from you. And this first time in the life of Moshe Rabbeinu, what he show leadership. Until this moment, everything what Hashem asked him to do, he do. He go back to Egypt, he talk to Paro, he talk to Am Israel, he punish the Egyptian, he take us out from Egypt, he split the ocean, he give us sweet water in Marah, etc. Hashem asked, is exactly what he do. Now, he argue with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, no way. You want to take all of them, take me also, he say. I go to lead this nation, not anybody else. It's Moshe Rabbeinu in this major crisis. What he destroyed the Luchot. He collect all the pieces, step by step, and bring this together, and talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu again, and talk to us, and bring Hashem to say to Moshe, you're right, Salachti kidvarecha. Is look what we have. Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah Shebichtav. Rabbi Akiva, pillar of Torah Shebealpeh. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the pillar of the insert of the Torah, the Zohar, the insert of the Torah. All these three major leaders stay in very difficult situation, in major, major crisis. What they need to understand and they need to feel, finish, is over. We do something wrong, it's not right, and we stop. No. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai analyze in 12 months with his son how we can bring this Torah. What is Torah belongs to every Jew. And everyone will get in the way how we can get. And to feel appreciated. This is a celebration. In other way, you know what is mean Lag BaOmer? In Miron, in the grave of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, inside, how we say, is Yom Kippur. Outside is Simchat Torah. In other way, to explain this a little bit more, the Yaarot Vash, in page number 6, teach us. In paragraph 18, in Yarod Bash, he say to us, Yom Lag Ba'omer, Hu Yom Hu Ilula de Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai ki met az, V'aya lemala ilula, Anehara ba'el ha-melech, Zaneshama, come back to Hashem. Now please put line, Ba'uy lekol ish, Ayare, V'chared elibo, Yom ha'u, Lashuv b'tshuva, כי זכות רבי שמעון מסייע לבעל לתאר. I don't understand. לג בעומר, תשובה. How one relate to each other. רבי שמעון בר יוחאי say to us, I want you will feel happy in my yahrzeit. I want you will dance. I want you will bring music. Why? Because what is a lesson, what רבי שמעון בר יוחאי want for us to take more from anything else? If you stay in difficult situation, more or less, or complicated situation, never give up. Analyze again, start from the beginning. Have new calculation to go back to the main road. This Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is, in one hand, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai comes and says, look, I learned from my mistake. When I come outside first time, I really not belong to this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he said to me, to leave this place, he is right. And now I analyze, I learn, and I make this in the right way. Same Rabbi Akiva. And Moshe Rabbeinu teach us exactly same about the Torah, what he destroyed, and in this way, he bring all the pieces together and give us back Luchot Shniim. Lag Ba'omer is, yes, it's time of celebration. Why we celebrate? We come Lag Ba'omer, and everyone stay, any place what he stay, and we take one quarter or dollar and put in the tzedakah box, and we say, Le'ilui Nishmat Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zechuto Tagen Aleinu. What is mean? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai will give me special light, give to everyone special light. Every time when we have a little bit difficult in any situation, yes, to learn from this and to analyze this again and to go to the next step. He give us the hope. He give us the opportunity. No, never give up in any situation. Never give up and never and try again and analyze, sing again, and you will see much better will come after. And you never miss anything. This is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai come and teach. And this also we learn from Rabbi Akiva. Is why we never celebrate the yahrzeit of who? Rabbi Akiva. By Rabbi Akiva is more clear, and the damage and the tragedy is more deep. Because Chazal teach us, soon we'll see this inside. When Rabbi Akiva die, the Rome take his body, cut it to pieces, and part of them, the cell in the butcher store in Rome. And only part we bury. We cannot dance and celebrate his yahrzeit because he died in a very tragedy way. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai passed away ke'echad ha'adam. Passed away is mean in his bed, in a normal way. This is what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai wants for us to do. And now, look something very, very interesting. When you look in a paragraph, we're going back to page number 5. You see in paragraph 14, Tanura Banan, Ve'asavta deganecha. What does it mean, Ve'asavta deganecha? To go to work. Ma Talmud lomar? Lefi shenemar lo yamu sefer ha-Torah ze mipicha. Yachol dvarim kichtavam. Talmud lomar, Ve'asavta deganecha. Is it mean? Lo yamu sefer ha-Torah ze mipicha. Ve'agita bo yomam v'laila. We need to learn all the time. If we learn all the time, how we can raise family and support family? Talmud lomar v'asavta deganecha. Aneg b'ayim minag derech eretz is mean, go to work and go to learn. Divrei Rabbi Ishmael. Kam Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, please put line, and what he say? Efshar adam choresh bishat charisha. Zorea bishat zriya. Kotzer bishat ktsira. Dash bishat disha. He's busy all the time. And he season in the ear, he busy in other part. He plowed, he plant, he takes the seed, he make flower, etc., etc. Torah matei aleha. He can say, I'm busy all the time. Talmud lo ela. Bizman shiyisrael osim retzono shel makom, melachtam naaset al yedei acharim. It means, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai come and say, sit, study, Torah and stop. But, look in other end, in Gemara in Menachot, paragraph 15, page tzadiktet, look the last two line, you see, last two line, paragraph 15, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, less line, אפילו אם קרא אדם, אין לה קריאת שמה שחרית בערבית. Somebody go to the shul to daven shachris. He come back home, he go to daven mairiv. קיים לא ימוס ספר התורה הזה מפיך והגית בו יומם ולילה. He fulfilled the mitzvah והגית בו יומם ולילה. Is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai contradict himself. And one end he say we need to learn Torah non-stop, non-stop. In other end he say what? What he say in other end? You read Krishna in the morning. In the night you said. Is you can't tell me. This is before he come out second time from the cave. And this is after. No, no. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai come and say. We say every morning, אילו דברים שאין להם שיעור. In the Mishnah, נכון? And what? תלמוד תורה כנגד כולם. What is mean? תלמוד תורה אין לזה שיעור. You go to work, you doctor, you businessman, go. Enjoy. But you have opportunity to learn. Learn sometimes hours, sometimes half hours, sometimes more, sometimes less. Everyone in this situation. Everyone in this step in their life. In this way, we fulfill והגית בו יומם ולילה. Is mean ve'agita bo yomam v'layla take place is the time we have when we have available time. We never say ve'agita bo yomam v'layla don't put filling, don't eat breakfast, don't eat lunch, don't eat supper. We never say this ve'agita bo yomam v'layla is the gasay. Obviously en shiur lemala ve'en shiur lemata. It depends the person, it depends the time, it depends the situation. This is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai come. This is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai come and teach us. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai he teach us he. Yes, take the Torah. Torah is part of the life, but integrate this in the right way. Interesting. When Moshe Rabbeinu blessed Shevet Zvulun, the big businessman, what Moshe Rabbeinu say to Shevet Zvulun, the big businessman? What he say to him? Ule Zvulun amar, smach Zvulun betzetecha. You go to work, feel very happy. V'yisachar bo'alecha. Is he talk to Zvulun and Yisachar? He talk only to Zvulun? He talk to both of them? To who he talk? פילי פליים. ולזבולון אמר, you זבולון. You wake up in the morning, you go to your work, go with big smile of your face, bless your family, your wife, your children, go to work. You come back home, יששכר באוהליך. When you return to your house, to your tent, come יששכר. Now you finish to work. Go to בית המדרש, go to learn דף יומי, go to learn חברותה, go to שיעור, go to... It's mean integrate, combine in your life. Boss. Integrate both. This is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. In other way, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai come and teach us believable lesson. Unbelievable lesson. When we say the song about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he gets special title. Sinai Sinai. He gets a title he compared to Sinai, to Ar Sinai. What's the connection between Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai to Ar Sinai specifically? What happened in Har Sinai? In Har Sinai, Kodesh Baruch Hu say to us, we have fence. Agbel et ha'ar. No one allowed to cross the fence. Why? Because when we get the Torah, we can feel very excited. And to dance. No, no. Torah, get the Torah, analyze the Torah by you, how much you can to spread, to bring other people to learn good. If you feel is a little bit more high, if you feel is not shayach, keep this. Use this another time. We need all the time borders. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai stay in the cave and he come holy man. Now after 12 months, he make borders for himself. He know how to give the Torah in the right way to everyone. And this is so special because we, Am Israel, compare to send v'ayah zaracha kechol hayam. Our future will become same, so many, same with the sand in the ocean. And also, V'aya zaracha kekochovei ha-shamayim, we compare to what? To star. And also, V'aya zaracha keafar ha-aretz, to dirt. I don't understand. How we compare at the same time to stars, sand and dirt? What is the purpose of the sand in the ocean, in the beach? To stop the water exactly, not to cross and not to destroy it. If we understand the key for us to grow is to have boss in any aspect, in any direction, in positive, in negative, but we understand how it's important, we similar to Chol Hayam, we can extend the borders and to come ke-kochvei ha-shamayim. And also ke-afar ha-aretz. Dirt, what is unique about dirt? The potential of all the creation is dirt. The potential, everything grow and grow, come from the dirt. ככל, כאפר הארץ. It means, this is what the Torah come and teach us. This is what Chazal, celebration of Lag Ba'Omer, is celebration of what I understand, in one hand, how is special. How is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, what he never give up, after Hashem kick him out, after Hashem say to him, חזרו למערתכם, is meaning not belong to this world, Adirabai, he analyze what he need, and he spread the light, what he bring to this world, to every one of us. And this is also a special day for us to elevate this. And you know something very interesting? Every year, the two mentions this, every year, the day in the week what Lag Ba'Omer take place, same day in the week Purim take place. You remember when Purim take place this year? Thursday. No Shushan Purim, Purim. And Lag Ba'Omer is also Lag Ba'Omer, the two says this in Ilchot Rosh Chodesh. You know, the famous two, first day of Pesach is first day of Tisha B'Av, At Bash. Okay, Aleph Taf. When it was first day of Pesach this year? Shabbat. And Tisha B'Av this year is also Shabbat. He pushes to Sunday. Second day of Pesach, when happened? Sunday. Bet Shin, Shavuot also take place Sunday, etc. It's in the same tour, he says also every year, Lag Ba'Omer, the Peleg. Peleg, Pei, Lamed Gimel, Purim take place in the same day of Lag Ba'Omer. What is Purim? Talk to somebody from the street. Purim, Jewish people have parties. They drink wine, customs, they give gift. Party, party they have. After party, party, another party they have. And they can compare this to some holidays what they have. But for us, Purim is more from Yom Kippur. Yom HaKippurim is Ke-Purim. We can ask and get in Seudat Purim what more what we can get and ask in Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur. It means every special time what comes for us is cover. Somebody from outside can say, okay, we dance, we say, Papa. No, this is unique day Purim. Lag Ba'Omer also have Samadiyah. Lag Ba'Omer also have Samadiyah. Lag Ba'Omer outside, Lag Ba'Omer, Rabbi Shimon, we make barbecue, we make nas fire, kumzitz. No, no, Lag Ba'Omer is there. Yes, celebrate, but what to celebrate? We get special siyata dishmaya in this day. Every time we can push ourselves up and to analyze something what was difficult for us before and to move, to continue to move and to grow all the time and time. This is Lag Ba'Omer. And this is also Rabbi Kiva teach us. And this is what we learn also from Moshe Rabbeinu. If we take all this kind of aspect, and specifically this coming Lag Ba'Omer, and when we dive in Lag Ba'Omer, and we say, this is Zchuto Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, this is what Chazal come and teach us, Kidai hu Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, lismoch alav bishat adchak. When shat adchak, when it's tiny, when it's difficult, we can lean on Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He can help and ask how many people lean on Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and what happened to them. What do you mean to lean? To lean is mean to learn what he teaches. Say, if I can make this, you also can make this. Everyone can make this in his level, in his life, in his field. If we take this aspect, it's b'siyata d'shmaya, זכותו של רבי שמעון בר יוחאי will stay for us, ויבל עד ברכה, אל עד לית, אין סייעתא דשמיא, והקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא כל משאלות ליבנו לטובה. And this is also a great opportunity, understand this year, next week is the last שיעור of כל יום ראשון, ומדרשת יום ראשון this year, I would like to say thank you very much for the opportunity to share with you דברי תורה, have great summer and great life, and בסייעתא דשמיא, we will come with new דברי תורה in the next time. תודה רבה וכל טוב. What the fire? Fire is not neshama. Fire is neshama candle. Amor is neshama is big. We have more candle. The fire is only ner neshama. And also to show the light what he bring. If somebody stay in difficult time, yes, and he don't know what to do, he can give up. But if he don't give up and he come out and he learn from this, he see new light. He bring us opportunity to have new light. Okay. The opposite of the cave. Okay.